The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we talk about what's obviously most critically, crucially important.
Today on This Is Important.
He'll wine and dine you, but his 69 is going to be lacking.
What happened to just being like, I love my dog. My dog's great.
You're dressed like a farmer. I love it.
He's like 80 years old at this point. He's finding pit clits.
And here we go.
Woo! Oh, what a night.
What a
oh, it's just one of those days.
Is it one of those days or one of those nights?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just one of those days.
So what happened? I was going to be late and possibly even miss the podcast because the power went out in my house. And then luckily the power came right back on, right on time.
Oh my God.
And then now Kyle's not here. What happened?
Uh-huh. We're fucking living in a nightmare right now.
It's 15 minutes late.
Well, it came back on at about 12:05 and then I had to sit my shit up and here we are.
I'm pissed now.
And now Kyle's gone. Yeah, this is a real shit show.
Kyle's gone.
Can't help when your power comes on or off, so.
Well, you can. You can with your votes. You can with your votes, okay? So thank you, Gavin Newsom, Newstead. He's out of here, okay?
Wow. Blake. Probably charged out the gate.
When I want to know something, I go to my guy, Blake.
Yeah.
He's got the answers and the information.
He texted it earlier, so he did know the name. So now I know he's just playing a character for the podcast.
Hey, man,
dude, you don't have to be dumb. We would love you even if you were smart.
Yeah!
You don't have to be dumb for the people.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me, dude.
This is why Adam needs to get, and I say this, I know we did car talk the other week about Corvettes and stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Need to get that F-150 Lightning. You can plug it in and power your house.
I would love that. I can't plug it in, though, not in Newport.
Really? What's up with that, Newsom?
Because the garage is too small. It's like it was an old 1920s beach cottage. So it's built literally for a Model T. Like, literally.
Oh, my God.
Right.
The first car ever?
So the garage is so small.
Literally.
Literally.
Model T is the first car ever, correct? Am I correct in assuming that?
No, it's the first mass production car.
Yeah, the first one that Ford was like, y'all, all y'all can get this bitch.
Yeah.
Even you poor folks.
So to me, the Industrial Revolution, for me.
Yes, yes.
Oh, shit. Don't want to be charged.
At the base of what we, as we now know, as mass market.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Go off, King. Yeah. Go off, King.
Fluctuating dividends and...
Yes, dividends.
Global economy as one would... Diversify his.
We're coming in smart as hell today.
Sanctimony.
This is when you're at a wedding and you get cornered by some business bro, and he's just saying all of those words, and you're
too
like,
real.
Does he not know what he's talking about? Because he seems like he's just saying. Like, he's just doing the bad character that Durst was doing.
Right.
Like a guy that's just saying business words.
Bad character.
Really good character. Really good character.
Thank you.
Really great character work.
You're so talented. You're so talented.
Did you notice my space work below the frame?
I didn't. What were you doing? A little bit of this?
Like, I'm going to tell you. Fucking yeah. Steal it.
A little bit of this.
Wait, did we ever tell the story about how, like, when we would jerk off on camera and Workaholics, you couldn't really, like, show anything other than...
I like that you said when. Not that one time. Like, like when we would.
Yeah.
Which is how often we were jerking off on camera.
There were several scenes where we were J-O-ing, whether it be by car, by plane, by boat, by office.
By accident.
By accident.
You got to crank down.
bygones be bygones.
I think there was.
Yeah, so we couldn't, you couldn't show, like, your hand. It was, for whatever reason, too vulgar to show your hand. I mean, you couldn't show your hand because then you'd see your dick, but you couldn't see, like, wheel below your elbow.
You see
moon
your dick.
No, speak for yourself. Where's his, huh?
Yeah, what? Yeah, what was
he? Is he jacking up with two fingers?
Yeah, you don't do that.
It's just Blake is masturbating like this.
Yeah, starting a fire.
Just rubbing his index and pointer finger
people
together.
Go, this is the world's smallest violin.
It's like rolling a J.
Mm-hmm.
Just rolling a J.
That's what Blake calls jerking off, rolling a J.
Yeah, I'm going to go roll a J. I'm going to go roll a J real quick.
There it is.
Damn, that's pretty good. That's actually hot.
So you couldn't show your from your elbow down. So it was just a lot of, like, shoulder work. And you're like, yeah. I don't know. I don't really get.
And it wouldn't read if you just were doing it below the frame. Because your shoulder's not moving.
Yeah, it looks like you're just bouncing.
So Kyle was like, you gotta move your shoulder.
Like, really work that shoulder.
I feel like we did, like, we should.
We jerked off like Night at the Roxbury, basically. Just like, bump, 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 bump. Gonna come.
I feel like we could have had a lot more fun with that. Like, there, we left a lot of jokes on the table with the shoulder J-O. Did anybody
I'm sorry. Did we leave a lot of jokes on the table?
I think we did.
I feel like we did. I think we did covered all the jokes we are capable
what
of covering.
What was that table?
The J-O table.
That's our spinoff podcast. It's called Jokes on the Table. And we just talk about the jokes we left.
There's so many jokes we left on the table.
There's a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about.
So many left we left. After seven seasons, we still had so many jokes left. Mm. We had a movie left.
Yeah.
We had a movie left.
Oh, my God. There's an intruder. There's an intruder. Oh, my God. Holy shit. That. There's an intruder in my house.
Oh, shit.
Someone call
fucking Sasquatch.
Jesus Christ.
Yo. This dude looks like a trillion bucks.
What up?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Hollywood Kyle.
That was legit the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. I kind of forgot.
Sorry, dude. I thought you knew I was coming over, man. Sorry.
For those people listening who noticed Kyle was gone because we didn't mention it. Oops.
I mentioned it right at the top.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh. I guess I just didn't hear it.
I asked where it was, and you guys bulldozed me.
I'm sorry.
Where he was, and you guys just plowed right over, and then made fun of me for being 15 minutes late, even though my power was out.
What is the quotes? You came on 15
you
minutes
quote
late. 15.
You were 15 minutes late. You just quoted time?
Well, because of my power. We knew that it was my power.
I know, but that doesn't make it...
Quotable.
You still came on 15 minutes late. I don't care what. I'm not mad. It's just funny to me that you're like,
I came on
so
as
I was
soon
here.
As I could come on. It's not on me.
Exactly, which was 15 minutes after the time. Not quote unquote. No air quotes.
Yes.
15
okay,
minutes.
Okay.
Air quotes.
Sure.
And he does it with his thumbs too.
Sure.
He's just honking booties.
Because it wasn't, I wasn't quoting. I was just grabbing. I was grabbing the nugget that you threw out there. I was grabbing
and
it.
And I misinterpreted it. I'm so sorry.
Yes, I lost my family.
What do you mean you lost your family?
Air
what do you mean?
Nothing, man. Don't worry about it.
What's going on, Blake?
Just Kyle's here, man, and that's all I need.
Oh, my God. How did we leave that on the table, the air quotes with the thumbs?
Tiger
sorry,
style.
I was late today, guys. Oh, he was squeezing butt cheeks.
Now, don't Blake, worry. Is this gigantic plant like supposed to cover like the trash that you have behind you, or what's...
Uh-huh. Heaps the heaps, mate.
Oh, you moved the camera completely?
Yeah, no, I just wanted ambiance. I just, I felt like the plant was a good look. Let me know in the comments.
Fucking Audrey 2 in the remix?
Let me know in the comments.
Slide in them DMs.
And is that a real plant?
So what is the deal here? Why is Kyle late and why is he at your house? Really?
Why is he here now?
Well, Kyle's in town
to fit his brother in a suit, and evidently everything fell through at the hotel he was staying at as far as Wi-Fi
goes.
He's
pouring his brother into a suit?
So he is now here setting up to get on pod. So we should have him for his side of the story here pretty soon.
Truly got there in 10 minutes from this hotel.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's pretty close by.
And that's what I love about LA is that it's just like everything's accessible.
Was he staying in Universal or something?
I don't know. What hotel are you in?
The Amarado.
What room?
The Amarado, he says.
Fake. Not a real name.
Definitely not a real hotel.
I think that's a cookie, dude. That's a cookie that you eat with coffee, I believe.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds
that's
good.
That's a fancy Pepperidge Farm coffee cookie.
Amarado.
This motherfucker's just eating bed cookies all night. Look at, here he goes, dude. He's getting in. Yeah, and I can't wait to hear his side of the story.
Well, what the heck, Kyle, dude? I mean, don't even let me know when you're in town, man. I'm going to be up there this week. I want to kick it, homie. Would have known.
He legit can't hear you at this point.
So if you're listening at home, how hard are you right now? Is this just getting you there? Is this just riveting?
Let me show you.
There it is.
Look at this.
What is love?
Oh, God. I actually feel kind of sick because I have a lot of different liquid sloshing around in my stomach, one of them being pre-workout, which works.
Beyond Raw!
Yes.
Oh, no shit, it worked. I'm telling you, dude.
You took pre-workout before the podcast, dude?
Yes, dude.
Yeah, he's putting in work. Oh, you're muted.
You're muted. You're muted.
Me?
You muted yourself.
I feel like
you're
I could do
not
anything.
On.
Yeah, you're, dude, you're not on.
This one's off the rails, baby. This one's off the rails, and I like it.
Why did you take pre-workout before the podcast?
I'm out of buzz balls, so I just trying something new.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Kyle Newacek? Welcome, dude. Welcome to the pod.
How goes it?
Drugs make me cool.
I look at my boys at the top.
Hell yeah.
What up? I made it.
Looking extra sexy in that
Kyle,
corner.
I do feel like we have to be careful with our overlap because the echo.
Nah. Yeah, don't even worry about it. It
sounds
great.
It actually sounds pretty spot on. I think this is good. We're doing a live sound check out there for all you TII lovers out there.
Yeah.
Where are my TII lovers at, dude?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So what was Anna telling us, the internet beef that is going to be long gone by the time episode airs?
Who was hotter when they were young, Pacino or De Niro?
Pacino.
Yeah, that's an easy answer
for
me.
You think Pacino was hotter? I don't know. I feel like De Niro was a much better looking man.
Handsome, but Pacino was raw sexual energy.
Donkey!
And you can't deny that.
That's why I think I'm attracted to Pacino.
This guy was eating ass back in the 70s without a doubt.
Hot, thank you.
I love him. Love the guy.
Is that right?
You know, the tongue's going everywhere.
For sure. His tongue is going everywhere without a doubt.
Like, he's finding nooks and crannies you didn't know you had clits in.
Wait.
You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. That's Pacino, right?
That's Pacino.
Is Pacino or De Niro?
It's science.
Is Pacino or De Niro?
Huh? Pacino.
You think he discovered, like, the G-spot?
The pit clip?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in armpits for sure.
Okay.
And it's the 70s. It's hot. It's sticky. Okay.
Did you just say pit clip?
Hot.
That's something I never heard of.
Dude, I didn't even know that's a real thing, Bam.
I don't know what. I'm on Beyond Raw right now. I don't know what I'm saying.
Bro, I'm about to crack open a fucking can over here. A little highball.
Oh, there it is. Dog.
Everybody, get your substances. Show your substances.
Show your substance.
Can you snort a line of that stuff? Wait, but so just De Niro.
Okay.
Handsome, more handsome, you
know? Yes, wine and dine you.
Very shagadelic.
He'll wine and dine you, but his 69 is going to be lacking.
Yeah, but I feel like young De Niro was like... I mean, he's the coolest looking motherfucker ever.
Really? I like Serpico Pacino.
But cool. Yeah, I mean, young Pacino just was...
Oh, I can see Blake's pulling
unhinged
it up over here.
Unhinged in a way where you're like, whoa.
I like Serpico Pacino.
Me too.
He's so freaking hairy and hot. Like Kyle, kind of.
He comes in the room cranking down, is what we're saying.
He actually looks like your dad, Kyle.
Dude, I'm
actually,
all...
Look
at that guy.
Yeah, that's tight.
Yeah.
He's got beautiful eyes. We can say that, right?
He's gorgeous. He's much sexier than De Niro, I think. I think he is he is sex. He is sex.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the hottest De Niro? Which movie? Because I told you Pacino's hottest movie. What's De Niro's hottest movie?
Yeah, exactly.
Bad Grandpa?
Yeah, probably Bad Grandpa or The Intern.
Yeah.
Meet the Fockers.
69, dudes!
Okay, so there's Robert De Niro in Serpico.
No, yeah, that's Pacino in Serpico.
Wait, Adam.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's how good De Niro is that's actually De Niro.
Adam might have just taken himself out of this argument because he's not sure which one's which.
Because he misspoke and we're not allowed to do that. Blake.
Fuck off.
You freaking jerk.
Blake, come on. Fuck off, dude.
He just called Pacino De Niro. He needs to catch some flack.
Yeah, no one's ever done that. No one's ever done that.
Wow, Durs. Way to come to your freaking buddy's aid. I like that.
Okay.
This is a new Anders. It's not Pile on Pod anymore.
All right. Well, there's the two photos and I don't know.
Actually, that is a hot ass pick of De Niro. It's very little though.
But yeah. Adam had a good question. What is the hottest De Niro movie?
I asked that.
Like, what is he the hottest in? Like Taxi Driver? Like what?
Raging Bull, maybe? He was all boxing shape.
Is Raging Bull.
Yeah, but he had that
sure.
nose.
That's
he had that nose thing on.
Rinse and books.
Where did you guys go? I've lost you guys. Can't see you.
This is the way.
What's up?
I can't see you guys anymore. I like clicked something closed.
I think that's just your eyes stopped working because of the Beyond Raw.
I don't need this. I don't need this.
My eyes are going in and out as well because of the Beyond
Raw. Oh, yeah. And Raging Bull De Niro had like a different, he had like a fake nose on or some shit. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. He had like a fake broken nose kind of thing.
During the whole movie or just the end?
The whole movie.
I haven't seen it.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wait, what does he look like in Dick Tracy? I feel like he was really hot in that movie, too.
Wasn't he insane looking?
I thought that's Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty directed it.
Well, Warren Beatty was Dick Tracy.
He starred and directed.
Okay. Where's that Hollywood button when you need it,
oh,
dog?
Oh, holy
but
shit,
but that's
dude.
Pacino.
Yo,
that's
wait,
Pacino,
look at this De Niro.
Dude.
What movie is this? Whoa. That's a hot-ass De Niro.
That,
see, I think...
Like the Deer
hot.
Hunter?
No, I'm saying he's more handsome.
You are. Mm-hmm.
But like... He's not finding that pit clit. He's just not going to do that.
Also, am I tripping right now?
Dude, I don't know. He's still having kids. He just had a new
kid.
Yeah,
I saw that.
He's finding the pit clit.
I know. I got to get the kids together with him. We're all very stoked for him.
Yeah, he's finding the pit clit, dude.
No. Is he or someone
he's
finding...
He's like 80 years old at this point. He's finding pit clits.
I know. What I'm saying is that he kind of has that lay there beauty where he's like, mm-hmm. I don't need to do much. Like, they're going to find my pit clit.
Mm.
Whereas, like... Pacino's got that. He's got those eyes. Everything else is unhinged.
Yeah, he's got scavenger eyes.
Scavenger eyes. Thank you.
Yeah,
those are sexy, dude. Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle.
He's a hunter-gatherer, and he's gathering clits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hunter-gatherer?
Okay, I agree to disagree.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah. Blake, is Pacino in Dick Tracy?
Yes, Pacino's in Dick Tracy.
Yeah, I don't even think it's De Niro. I think it's Pacino
sorry,
in Dick
Adam,
Tracy.
Sorry, Adam. We just want to have the whole other conversation now.
They're both in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I just don't think... He just doesn't do it for me. Pacino just does not do it for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting
I get it.
Me.
I get what you guys are saying with, like, he has, like, a manic energy.
But, Adam... He would tell you you've got a great ass.
Yeah, what the hell?
Great ass!
And he'd want to get all the way up in it.
That'd be cool. I mean, it'd be fun to hang out. It'd be fun to party with the guy, but I don't want to fuck the guy like I want to fuck De Niro.
That's my point, is he'll fuck you.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess it comes down to, like, what part of this is sex appeal? Like, do you like the scavenger eyes? Is that more sexy than traditional handsome?
Great ass!
Because I think it is.
Mm.
What is, like, his psychotic energy?
I think that can be sexy. I think that's allowed to be sexy, you know? I think that that's tight.
Sure.
Yo, what up?
There's my guy.
Look at this bro going off.
What up?
I have Kyle's lower half on camera if you want to see it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, where are those hands
hot,
at?
Hot
I want to see what those hands do.
I got to pull this out of my pocket, start eating an apple.
Oh, I was wondering. I was like, is that an apple in your pocket or your nuts just fucking swelling?
So, Kyle, why are you down in the Southern California hemisphere?
Donkey!
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
I'm down here for two reasons.
When did you get down here?
I got down here last Thursday, Wednesday night. And I was
Wednesday night.
Yeah, I had to rush down here because that morning I was packing to go to France.
Packing.
And I saw my passport was expired.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
Boneheaded.
I got to keep it 100.
Fully expired or going to be expired?
Fully fucking expired like 4 weeks ago in April.
Oh, buddy.
So you're dumb. You're dumb.
Oh,
you're dumb.
No.
Super dumb. Booked the trip to Europe without checking my passport.
France.
So that was stupid.
So
I'm a dumbass.
So how quickly are you going to be able to get it back?
We had to jump through some hoops and go through the office of Representative Brad Sherman, who's helping me out.
You lose!
And I'll be able to get it before I get on the plane on Wednesday, which is nice.
And who is Brad Sherman?
Who cares?
Dude, He's the homie who's helping me out right now. That's what's going on.
Are those his oaks?
What does that even mean? What does that mean? He's the homie that's he's like a friend of yours?
I think he's a House of Representatives. He's a he's a California state representative.
Is this Newsom? It all comes back to Newsom? No.
That's what I was getting at. I knew he was someone, but we need to explain things for the podcast.
Oh, yeah, Representative.
It's all connected.
Brad
Illuminati. You're an Illuminati piece of shit.
Okay, so how did you get in contact with him? What is this?
Through our
sex party? No. Some sex party? You fucking Illuminati son of a bitch.
Okay, all right.
What was that one called?
What? Wise Wide Shut?
The sex party? What was the sex party in LA called?
There's so many. There's so many.
Man. The one that texted Adam a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, Sanctum.
Ooh. Sanctum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so this was through Sanctum.
Sanctum.
Pizza.
No, our accountant, they can pull the strings and call the people.
You got your passport, your sanctum, and you went.
Oh, you got with through Fratelli.
Yeah.
Our accountant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a Robert De Niro character. Who's Fratelli?
You know what was bonkers about the way that my brain worked in the moment that I found out that it was fucking.
Dude, I bet it was so funny. What happened in your brain?
Dude, I
weird,
looked
wild what was bonkers.
I looked once, it said 04/17/23, and I was like, okay, cool, I got a year. And then I'm like, wait, no, it is 23. Looked at it again, I'm like, that's fucked up. I fucked up. And then I'm like, no, I didn't. And then I took my phone out and I turned it on to camera mode. And I like looked at it through the camera, and at that point, it was fucking real to me.
Wait,
interesting.
What?
And if you're just joining us now, we don't know either.
Cheers, buddies.
Yeah, Kyle is a can deep and spiraling.
Yeah, dang. How many of them cans did you drink before looking at your passport?
He's got a pile of cans over here.
You know, maybe cheers, maybe.
Also, how do we know that's not Jimmy Hart? What's that? What's going on?
So why did you have to rush down here to get Representative Sherman to help you?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Well, I didn't know if I was going to have to go in, right? So I didn't know if it was going to be like come in and then come back later.
Oh, sure.
I just hit the road. And also, I played my first pickleball tournament this weekend in Anaheim.
Oh.
Freaking see ya.
How'd that go?
Fucking lost, bro.
Gate lost? Like one and done? Like didn't even get to warm up?
No, dude. We played, me and my friend Ryan Max O'Melia. You guys know him.
Great ass!
Dude's a G. Mm-hmm. Great actor.
Long limb Max.
Limb Max. We played together and we did not play well as a partnership. I'm just going to put it out there.
Have you played together before?
Just for a little bit. We only played for 2 days. So I went before that and then decided to get in the tournament and we got stomped.
What didn't work between you guys? Different skill levels, attitudes, communication.
Yeah, attitudes, communication, skill levels.
Like, your boobs are huge.
Is he harshing your mellow?
Yes, but also I over-strategize.
Duh, that's what you do.
Your boobs are huge.
God, you got to be in the moment, dude. Like you say, just be vibro, to quote you.
It's called pickleball, not strategy ball.
Exactly, Durs.
I thought that this was going to be a good thing. I really did, but it was a little bit too complex for us. So, and then we both got kind of locked into it, and we couldn't switch out. So we were just stuck. So once it was just kind of, whoopsie.
Fuck it.
But yeah, we went 1-7, okay?
1-7. That's a terrible record.
Horrible. One of the worst ones that was at the tournament.
I thought you were going to say 3. Well, I couldn't be 3-7.
So when you were saying that you were like offended that you weren't part of the like celebrity pickleball thing, are you now kind of looking at it and you're going like, maybe I didn't deserve to be invited because I'm not that good? Or
wow, dude.
No, I'm not thinking that. I'm not thinking
those people were awful though.
Or are you thinking like, those guys are also at the same level of not that good as you.
I really think I just clouded our brains with strategy, and we didn't know the dance.
The term is choke.
We choked. Yes. And then we got in our head and we choked. And I haven't competed like that ever.
Did you gag on the cop?
No, we did the exact opposite.
Are we bringing that back?
You gagged on the competition cop?
Here's live footage of Kyle at the comp.
Choking.
Burn.
We got you.
Gagging on that competition cock.
I thought that
Kyle,
was a good
wait,
thing.
But didn't you, Kyle, didn't you also play one-on-one pickleball?
That I played really, I did really good in the one-on-one. I still had one, my record was 1-3, but those games were solid.
Same.
Really did better than I thought I would, and that was after the 8 doubles games with Rymax.
Okay.
Did you recognize anybody at the tournament? Had you seen any of these people online, in your community?
In the pickleball community?
No, this was a pretty random Cal State Fullerton thing that I signed up for on a whim about a month ago, month and a half ago.
Would you look at that?
Did anybody say, after they beat you, did anybody fucking quote the pod at you and go like, you lose?
Yeah, was there, how many people quoted the pod, Kyle? Yeah.
You lose!
None.
Shut up, bitch!
Oh, what the fuck?
I know.
This wasn't a cool crew then.
It was not. It was a very small tourney. It was kind of like...
Did anybody thank you for what you're doing for the sport?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
Nobody did, man. It was unfortunate. I kind of went there, I guess, a little incognito.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not over. I actually enjoyed competing. It was thrilling. I haven't done that. Durs, you do that, right?
Allegedly.
You did the marathon and shit. That's competition brain.
I did the triathlon. Yeah, it's fun.
Well, you're not, I mean, Durs, when you do like the triathlon and shit, because I haven't competed in like a real way. Mm-hmm. God, I don't even remember the last time. Are you planning on winning? You're not really, right? Because there's like guys that do.
Me?
Yeah.
I have personal goals, and then I'm also a total psychopath out there.
Are you?
Yeah, you want to win. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You enter races wanting to win.
No, I know my, I have my own, like, I win if I get here.
Oh, you
know
what
I
mean? Okay.
Like, I know, I have my goal, because there's people who do this every fucking day.
Yeah, there's like,
for this shit.
People that are like professional athletes.
I'm a guy who's like, in four, what was it, 3.5, 4 weeks that I trained, and my buddy was like, let's do this. So I knew like what my wheelhouse was, and I got there, so I'm stoked.
Your boobs are huge.
But I want to do better than I did last year.
Right.
I want to lose the boobs and see what happens.
You have.
Your boobs, I feel like you're looking pretty lean right now. I feel like you don't have any boobs right now, which is disappointing.
Your body's insane.
Yeah, it sucks.
I don't know what's going on.
My dad texts me about how insane your body is, so that's how good it is.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, that was a year ago, and it was.
Wait, so you're in worse shape now?
A month ago, I weighed like 2 bills, so it was, but it was more like bigger, fatter.
Very shagadelic.
No, it was like fat on top of muscle, as opposed to just, actually muscle weighs more than fat, which is why it was like both muscle and fat.
Chunker.
I'm finally down to 185, which is about where I want to be.
Hot.
I like after that Indonesia trip, after it was like after the holidays, then went on like a 10-day Indonesia trip where all I did was eat and drink. I weighed 199.8 pounds.
Hey, that's 200. Round up. Call it two.
Yeah.
Give it a kiss.
No, I was kissing the underbelly. Yep.
You're kissing more than the underbelly, dude. Like kissing
That's the pit clit.
Right, sucking on that tail.
You found
it. Fucking up in the pit clit, going haywire.
Yeah, dude. But it never hit the two. Never hit the two. So
good for you.
I'm still down here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would love to get down there. Gosh, I'm so big.
I'm so fucking hungry.
Hey guys, do you ever feel like you need a little boost in the bedroom?
Yes.
Well, thankfully with Hims, you will feel confident knowing you can get hard and stay hard whenever you're in the mood. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand new treatments like Viagra or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. That's way cheaper, though. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Yes.
Answer a series of questions on their site and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance is needed. If ED is getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at hims.com/thisis. That's hims.com/thisis for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/thisis. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, TII Nation, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible.
Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Like we said before, Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees. No, really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Boom. You just had a braingasm learning about how transparent Visible is.
Now head on over to Visible.com so you can switch. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Dude, I went to a crazy party. It was like an art show for Pierce Brosnan, like, did this art show.
Cool. Hello. Hey, mate, would you take your clothes off and pose for me?
I would love to paint.
Yeah, all right.
Making pictures of Adam.
He doesn't say mate. He's Irish, dude. He does not say
all right.
Mate.
Lass. Hey, lad.
Lass. Lass. Yeah, a lot of
no,
lasses.
No, I just said that because, like, he forgot your name and just throws that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. Totally. Hey, laddie, will you strip down and spread cheeks so I can paint them?
Absolutely.
It's a party.
But, dude, the crew there was hilarious. It was like, I mean, there's people in ascots. The first guy I saw was like had a monocle. I'm like, this is tight, dude.
Wow.
Like,
this I've truly is... never met a person with a monocle. That is insane.
Did you think you were at like another punked episode?
Dude, it was nuts. And there was like real art people. Meanwhile, I'm dressed as a construction worker. I'm wearing like a tan like Carhartt jacket.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. What is going on?
Because I came from Orange County and drove up there. I didn't have like my LA clothes. Oh. I just had like beach clothes.
But why were you dressed like a construction worker down in Orange County?
Ever.
What do you work? OC construction, bro?
I'm always working on shit down here, dude.
Were you helping construction teams?
Yeah.
Were you doing a YMCA?
YMCA.
Why did that get quotes?
I get it. You were like blue collar chic. That's what you were doing. I get it. That's hot. That's hot.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. That I was just like, this is the nicest outfit I could put together down here. And I go up there and I'm like, oh, that guy has an ascot. That guy's wearing a monocle. There's Paul Mitchell.
Sure. Oh,
the
shit.
Paul Mitchell guy.
The hair dude?
Yeah. The hair dude was there.
Whoa.
But his name's not Paul Mitchell, right? That's the whole thing.
It isn't. It's something else.
Is it really?
Really?
Right. But I've seen him in a Ferrari before drive past me. I was like fucking jizzed in my pants.
I love it.
This little Asian man from Vanity Fair was there.
Okay.
He was wearing a tuxedo, but tuxedo shorts.
Wayman?
Which I'm like, this guy's cool as shit.
And shout out to that guy. Yeah,
he was sick. And
yeah, he sounds cool.
It was a very cool, weird crew.
And how'd you know that's who he was? He introduced himself.
He interviewed me about, because I'm in the movie with Pierce. And so cool. He was like, hey, what do you think of his art?
Mm-hmm. You were like, how's your Vanity Fair?
Cool art, too. Like, I could see Kyle doing something like this, because it's
what?
It's his artwork from, like, it was like doodles from movies he's done in the past.
What?
Like, on their scripts. Like, on his scripts, he would, like, do doodles on. So, and then, like, different doodles, like, just on different pieces of paper. There was 100 of them.
Wait.
There's a short film, an experimental short film he did. And then, like, 100 pieces of, like, proper canvas artwork that anywhere from like the early 1980s to current work that he's done. So this is his first show.
Was the name of the show Bras Draws?
It wasn't. That'd be a good title.
Bras Draws.
Do you want points for that? I don't fully. Oh, draws.
Points. Draws. Yes.
Yes.
Draws,
points.
Draws. Yes. Draws.
So like from the Remington Steel days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did he have Miss Doubtfire?
He did not. There was only a few scripts.
Fuck.
So did you miss Outfire?
What scripts did he
yes,
have?
Yes, he had.
The Matador? Did he have anything from the Matador? I would buy that.
I think he did. I think he did have the Matador.
The fucking Matador.
There's about to go on a Tatum run.
I'd knock on that Matador.
Yes, points.
But, dude, I think this is going for a lot of money. I was like I need to buy a piece. I need to buy a piece. And then Chloe was like, yeah, the one he did, because he did some of, like, famous artists that inspire him. So he did, like, a painting of Bob Dylan. And Chloe looked it up. It went for $1.2 million.
Holy Toledo.
And I was going like, oh, maybe we get that one.
What your ass
and then now I'm like, well, I'm not going to buy a $1.2 million painting for my boy Pierce.
Is there a homie discount with Pierce? Is there a homie discount?
I said that. I was like, hey, is there a homie discount? And he's like,
you're dressed like a farmer. I love it.
Yeah. Totally.
Really funny stuff, bro.
Go fill in a pothole.
You're
mate.
A funny lad.
What your ass?
Wait a second. So why are they going for $1.2 million? Is there something I don't know about Pierce Brosnan in the art world?
And it's Brosnan.
I think Pierce just has really super duper rich friends. And yes. He is also
007.
Very famous. So I think the combined is like, oh, like rich people know him.
Is this because he was in Thomas Crown Affair and he's kind of like
that's it? It's meta. Yes.
It's kind of like that's how exactly. Paul Walker, like, or like people become like
car guys.
Part of the like the car guy. Now that I was in Fast and the Furious, and is that?
I think you're right. Yes. I think you're onto something. Yeah, he tells everybody he stole all these from himself.
I stole these. Yeah.
That's why Johnny Depp is still a pirate to this day.
Right. Yeah, he got two in character.
You know, I just love wine now, right?
Exactly.
And I got scurvy.
Wow, that's so true. People just fall in and they don't come back.
Yeah, that's what happened to Ernest.
Hey, look at us. We're still our workaholics characters.
Yeah, look at Blake's hair.
Look at Blake, man. He can't get out.
I'm trying.
He can't. Yeah,
are you trying? I think you want to be deep.
We ooh.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, but he still has to. I guess, but I don't want to undermine him.
Of course, of course.
No, never, beautiful. Never.
I would almost argue you kind of did, which is that he has rich friends that he's famous. What is his skill level or his interpretation? Like,
no, I think, and also on top of it, like he is very good.
Okay, there like, we go. Some,
it's
there
cool to see his different. Different styles and how he's evolved from like the 80s and like what he was doing then to like what he's doing more currently.
So the Remington Steel script is just him drawing dicks all over the thing. And then like as you get later into 007.
Blake Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. Could have been anything. Of course it's dicks.
Well, he would just draw these like cool doodles of like different faces and different things that inspire him. And like,
what movie is that?
Remington Steel.
Remington Steel was a TV show.
It was a TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
That's what every mom, like people, because like, it came out in like the early 80s. Yeah. So like my mom is like, oh my God, Remington Steel.
Yeah. Like Moonlighting before he became a movie star.
Yeah. She knows him more as Remington Steel than James Bond because she's not a James Bond
gal
person.
She's not a Bond girl.
She's not a Bond girl.
Shagadelic.
She's more of an Austin Powers babe.
But no, it was a lot of really, really cool stuff that I was like, oh, I think I'm gonna swoop that up. And then it was like once I found out it was like going for $1.2 million, I'm like, I don't think so.
Good for
him.
That's
a very expensive piece of art. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is.
And now I know, not that he's not a hyper successful movie star, but I do believe I saw in the news a few months ago that he was selling his house for like $80 million.
It was $100 million.
It was $100 million.
Oh my
God. And I'm like, well, how is he doing that? And now I'm starting to understand that this dude was just farting out fucking
oh my God!
Chicken scratch from his scripts and being like, that's $500,000 right there, by the way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
Well, I don't think he's never
I still have all
I guess he's never really sold he's never like had a showing before. Mm. He's never had so this is his first time.
One of one.
And so I think he just had so much art at his house. I think his wife was finally like, you have to get rid of some of this. We'll keep the ones that I really want at the house.
Yeah. Do you guys have any of that shit? Do you have any of your scripts that you doodle on and do all your notes and do that kind of stuff on it, even sides and stuff?
No, dude. I throw away. I mean, Blake has absolutely everything, and I
laugh
at him for collecting.
I do, too. I have so much shit.
I took Adams out of the trash.
I just threw away all the Workaholics movie scripts that I had written all my notes on.
I would love to have caught Blake getting a script out of the trash that Adam threw away.
I had to.
Yeah.
I just, for keepsake.
No, Adam, you.
Yeah, but then when we go to pitch our notes, Blake keeps beating me to the punch by pitching all my ideas.
I think it'd be funny. I think it'd be funny if Adam ran really funny.
Yeah, if Adam ran funny and farted a lot. If he ran away farting, that'd be funny. Fuck, that was my genius idea.
That is.
Dude, I think I even have like mail order comedy scripts, like Crossbow scripts with notes in it and drawings and stuff like that. I got to go dig through that shit.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I got so much shit.
With cigarette holes in the corner of them and shit, man.
Yeah, man.
For real.
These pages tell a story right here, and I'm not talking about the Courier New.
Well, I think I saved them. I saved them for times like when I'm this old. Like now is when I should go look at them because that when I held on to them.
And how old do you think you are right now?
I don't know! Bro, I'm fucking
There's no way to tell. He's not. We've established he's not good with dates, so.
I'm a man!
No, I suck at them. I suck at calendars and calendar math. I'm very bad at calendar math. I can't remember years. Adam knows years. Adam knows when we did fucking. I bet he could tell me when we did Crossbows and Mustaches. I have no fucking clue what year that was.
Mm. I bet that was 06 or 07, right?
This is the way.
I would say like 04. 04.
Those are 2 years. Adam did it again.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'm not great at it. I just know like the general.
I was kind of like, what is this song?
Yeah. I would say it was anywhere in the early aughts.
Yeah, I'm not like a genius about it. I just
but
know
you're
that
you're better
it was
than me, so it's always like awe-inspiring. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you know that. Wow.
This is coming from the guy who is going to travel to France and didn't have his passport ready to rock.
That's what I'm saying. I'm bad.
He's not good with calendar math.
He's still going to send it.
You know decades, though. Don't sell yourself short.
What are you doing in France, Kyle?
Well, I'm going to sell Adam's movie, Baby Nooch's Thriller. So that's the first mission.
And do people at home know who Baby Nooch is?
Baby Nooch is Kyle's brother, Adam Nooichek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right, the one who paints his nutsack yellow and does splits.
And makes movies.
Well, I painted it, but...
Blake paints his nutsack yellow and he does cool splits.
That's
right. And there's still a mark on the Workaholics floor. Workaholics house floor.
Yep.
And there is to this day.
So he made a thriller film like two summers ago.
Elevator pitch, elevator pitch.
It's called Stranger in the Woods. What happens when a dog goes missing out in the woods?
When a dog
Damn,
goes missing?
Son, where'd you find this?
Yeah, it's kind of Homeward Bound meets.
I'm not good at pitching. It's like,
whoa. Well, what are you good at?
Why are you going to France?
Oh, yeah, wait.
Huh? What are you? You're going to France.
You're
to
going
pitch
to
it.
France to do exactly
hey,
that.
Hey, fuck the passport, bro. Stay here.
No, I got a trailer done. I have a trailer and a poster.
Yeah,
I have a
trailer talks
for
you.
I have trailer done, poster done. I have all that shit.
Hey, aren't you the Asian guy from Vanity Fair? Will you watch this on my phone real quick?
Yeah, but what happens when someone goes, hey, just explain to me the movie real quick. I'm a huge movie investor, and I have deep, deep pockets, but I don't have time to watch a trailer. I don't have time to do this. I'm literally getting in this elevator. Give me the elevator pitch.
It's like, wait a minute. Kyle Newacek, right?
By the way, we're training you on the podcast.
Okay, after surviving a traumatic event.
Jeff Tremaine.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Our main character goes to the woods with her friends to try and decompress.
Uh-huh. Is it real?
While out there, her service dog, her therapy dog, her warm blanket goes missing.
You lost
and
me
everything
there.
Points to the guy next door, the scary guy next door.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And that guy is played by none other than
friend of the pod, T.A. Spencer.
T.A. Spencer.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that his stage name?
Yes, his
it
stage
is
name is T.A. Spencer. Yeah, who's Teddy Spencer?
Cool. T.A., not Teddy?
No, he's going T.A. in the film.
I love it.
I like that. That's fucking sick.
It is, right? T.A., baby.
Tits and ass Spence.
I can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover now.
Yeah. Durs, which part did I lose you on when I said warm blanket, huh?
Well, let me just set up the fact.
No, because Durs hates animals.
Hang on, we'll get to that.
Because what?
Durs hates animals.
Donkey!
Hang on. Teddy is an amazing actor. Uh-huh. From what I've heard, he kills it in this movie, and there's mm-hmm. no doubt in my mind that he does.
Mm-hmm. He does.
So I'm sure it's going to be fucking taut, suspenseful, mm-hmm. and all that. Mm-hmm. Service animals.
Yes.
It's
yes.
a problem. It's what? A fucking problem.
What is the...
Oh.
You don't believe yeah. in it?
I love it.
People bringing full-on golden retrivers here onto like airplanes. And
here we go. So
Adam
he's
right.
under my legs. And you're like, you don't fucking need this thing.
Yeah.
What's going to go... What will go wrong if this dog's not here? What's going to happen if this dog's not here?
Well, it's not here. It's where they're going that they need the dog. They don't need the dog on the plane.
Okay.
No, they don't. They don't need it.
No, they need the dog everywhere.
We've convinced ourselves that we need these dogs places.
No, this is
don't.
A good topic.
You might grow as a person if you don't have the dog. What? Oh no, you're gonna have to like figure shit
Whoa.
Out.
Hey, I'm with you. I also think it's crazy. It doesn't really bother
crazy.
Me. Now, if they yeah. have like a golden retriever, they have to buy another seat.
Yeah.
They can't just bring on a golden retriever and have them, okay. you know what I mean? Like they have to
buy another seat.
Multiple seats.
I will say in the film, Anders, we don't have a jacket on the dog or anything like
None
that.
Of, There's nobody no, has like, jackets on these
fucking
dogs.
Jacket.
Nobody
I'm
does.
Just letting you know it doesn't
I
look
want
like that. It's just a
on
dog.
The dogs.
And by the way, I'm not one of these guys who's like, fucking service Shetland pony was on a Southwest flight. I don't care about the cockatoo.
I don't know who that guy is.
They've had him.
You're not that guy, pal.
They've had him. But listen, if you're bringing on a dog
Perfect.
That's more than like 25 pounds onto an airplane,
yes.
shove that fucker underneath. If you need it when it gets there, it's going to be fine.
Shove it up your ass.
You put it in a crate Winning. For 3 hours. It's fine.
I know.
Right.
I agree. It was because they don't want, because it's traumatic or whatever
it's
for the dogs.
Not.
And I agree.
I'll tell you what's traumatic. Me meeting that dog on an airplane.
I'm like, well, give the dog something to sleep. Like, go to a veterinarian, get like the medicine to put it to sleep, give it to him right before they go on, fucking poison that dog, give
what?
Him the drugs
you
to
guys are
fucking
me.
Pass out for 3 hours,
no.
and then when they wake up, they'll be in fucking wherever.
So what Adam's doing right now is talking reason.
I'm saying give him the drugs.
He's being logical.
Durs, you're saying...
Look, if people are allergic to dogs, like my wife, she's fucked. If she's on an airplane from like LA to New York for 6 hours,
okay.
next to like a German Shepherd, which I have seen,
right.
she's fucked for 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We brought my husky to Montreal, and the
you
fucking
fuck.
Place was
you
covered
coward.
In
you coward.
Fur, dude. Fur. I didn't...
Of course. It's what? A fucking nightmare.
It's a fucking husky.
I wanted my dog with me. I wanted my dog over there.
If someone
there.
Has like a peanut allergy and you're on a 747, you're not allowed to open up a box of peanut M&Ms or they're going to fucking die.
Yo, I feel
it's
you
the same
on this.
Thing.
I feel you on this. I'm not going to argue.
Meanwhile, your dog's taking a shit on my shoe? What the
with
fuck?
The fucking pug butthole all spread out.
My dog took a shit in Germany.
I'm pissed
so
now.
Kyle, your dog isn't a service animal. Is that right? Is your dog a service animal?
Coda is a service animal. Coda is.
Why?
Why? How?
Why?
How?
Because we
Wait,
wanted
I
to
I didn't
bring
have an
her.
Opinion until now. Why?
Because what?
Because Why? Because my wife wanted to travel with her on her trip to yeah. Montreal.
Exactly. And let me tell your wife something.
Wait.
This is all good. I feel
wait,
you, Durs. I feel this argument. I'm not like, we kind of used
why
a
you cry
loophole
about
just
it.
To get the fucking dog out there. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
No, you fully used a loophole so
I
you didn't
agree.
Have to pay for putting it up.
No, we kind of maybe used a little bit of the loophole.
Everyone does, of course.
Yeah.
Well, dude, we know that you're plugged in.
We
you're
kinda
fucking,
did
your homeboy Representative Sherman, Brad Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Illuminati.
Shout out to Big Brad.
Illuminati.
You know how to get in there.
Yeah, we did it. And it was
Wait, what's the process of getting an animal designated as a true
I'll
service
you.
Dog?
You wanna know, I'll tell you.
Probably going to a doctor and saying you need one.
It's not a doctor, it's a therapist. It's you need to be like you need to get a recommendation from your therapist.
No.
A therapist? So it's not
yeah.
even like medical. It's just like,
not even real.
Hey, this will probably help me. Okay, here, go ahead. Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
And this is exploited.
Damn.
It's like you like petting your dog and it brings you joy, so you can.
Wow.
And while yeah. we're at it, bringing your dog to work, get the fuck out
Are
of here. Nobody wants your dog at work. Nobody wants
wow.
it.
Wow. So all those
here
times
he
I brought
He's
my
doing
dogs
a full
to work,
heel
he hated
turn.
It. Durs
has gone full
it.
Heel.
Here we go.
Not a fan.
Here he goes.
Not a fan.
I actually am kind of in agreement with Anders.
Dogs in the trailer, not a fan.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It seems like people are abusing.
It does not bother me because I like dogs, but I mean,
I do too.
I understand for someone that viscerally hates dogs like Durs,
dude,
it would be.
I love dogs.
But like, where does it stop? All of a sudden, you're marrying your dog. You're fucking. Like, where does it stop, guys?
Yeah, you're licking your dog's fucking pit clit.
Pit clit. Where does it stop?
Huh? By the way, they have 8 picklets.
Yes, points. Points.
Points. Oh my.
I guess I'm just like, what the fact that people think they need a dog is the problem.
Okay, I like this. Go ahead.
Well, that's
here,
that's
everybody the best turn thing. It down.
Try weaning yourself off of not being around your dog all the time and being with your own thoughts for a moment. And by the way, I'm not saying I'm perfect, that like, I don't need certain things. Like,
you are.
Yeah,
I think you are.
Like, I don't need Beyond Raw pre-workout to show up on this podcast and maybe talk too much.
I don't give a fuck.
What I'm saying is maybe the problem is that you always need to have an animal with you. Try it out.
Well, yeah.
You're saying it's you're telling people to battle their insecurities. Don't have a.
It just seems like a fucking like privilege gone wild.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's ZYN.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, TII Nation, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible.
Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Like we said before, Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees. No, really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Boom. You just had a braingasm. Learning about how transparent Visible is.
Now head on over to Visible.com so you can switch. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
ZOA Energy is a better-for-you energy drink powered by great taste, electrolytes, B and C vitamins, zero sugar, and caffeine from green tea and green coffee.
You may have seen their new campaign recently. It's packing lots of BDE.
Whoa, Adam.
That's Big Dwayne Energy, you dirtballs. Get your minds out of the gutter.
Okay.
And features someone we may all know. Dwayne the freaking Rock Johnson, ooh, one of its co-founders. Sha.
Champ, are you kidding me? When you drink ZOA energy drinks, it gives you Big Dwayne energy, the swag, confidence, and energy to help you conquer your day. With flavors like Tropical Punch, Frosted Grape, and a new flavor exclusive to 7-Eleven.
What is it?
Beer, 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 beer.
What is it?
Mango Splash.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. God. At this point, it is so hard to pick a favorite, but that Frosted Grape, baby. I love that purple magic in a can.
Mm. Wow, dude. Hey, I was just going to ask, where can you get this stuff? But I know you can get it available on Amazon and at a store near you, like 7-Eleven, Costco, and more. For more info, go to ZOAEnergy.com. That's ZOAEnergy.com.
Anders, did you have like a blanket or like a stuffed animal when you were a kid?
Are we talking about Meekwee?
Oh, he had one. He had a name.
Are we talking about Meekwee?
Probably. I don't know.
Sure, I had a Meekwee. We all had a Meekwee.
What is Meekwee now?
Meekwee was my blanket.
Okay.
And then at some point, how long was Meekwe with you? And was it stripped from you? Was it a decision?
No, you got over it. You were like 8 years old.
And then Phil, Durst's dad, ripped it out of his hands when they were getting onto a flight. And he said, you don't get your service blanket.
And lit it on fire.
No, actually, Adam, he cut it into a bunch of pieces and made me eat it.
Oh my God. Your dad is amazing.
I'm living in a nightmare.
Too real.
And then when I had to shit on a plate. And then he put lighter fluid on it and he lit the shit on fire. And then I had to smoke that dust.
Oh, God.
And then the smoke I blew out, he inhaled and looked at me and said, mine now. And I was like, all right, well, I got to write that down. I was going to go in a movie someday.
I'm sorry, Mom.
And he said, Mom.
It all makes sense. Yeah.
But God, anyway, that's what happened.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Why'd you ask?
I'm going to take out the service animal part and just say her dog. I'm going to keep it simple because I don't want, when I do this pitch in the elevator, I'm taking it out, Durs. Thank you for your notes.
Yeah, good note. Good note, Durs.
What happened to just being like, I love my dog. My dog's great. And being like, I can't leave my dog.
Yeah. So on this pitch, Kyle, it's the dog that the woman loves to death.
Yes.
And
her best friend.
You know, her best friend.
I've seen the film. I don't remember it being that big of a part in the film, actually.
Okay, great.
Well, evidently it's the whole crux of the movie.
People love dogs.
No,
save the dog.
There's big twists. There's big twists. I didn't even give away the midway twist or the fucking three-quarter way twist, bro. There's twists. Yeah.
Perfect.
I can't wait to see the movie.
Okay. The launching point of the movie is this, what you just pitched.
Yeah, the log line.
Yes, this is the launching line. This is the launching point. Yes, because it becomes what the fuck happened.
Launching line.
The launching line.
The launching
line. By the way, Kyle.
Yes.
I'm in if this is like a service animal for somebody who like can't see.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
See, he is a good guy. He is a good guy.
Yeah, he's just not in for trauma. He's like, fuck your trauma. But if you can't see
friendship.
No, I'm saying that's not the solution to trauma.
It's not.
Is to bring your dog on an airplane for everybody else to deal with.
I do understand that. I mean, I feel like it's gotten,
I
it
like
must
this.
Have gotten harder to get a dog because I've noticed there's less and less now. But there for for a few years, it was like you get on a flight and there's like 25 dogs on this fucking flight. And you're like, my God.
Well, is there anything to having flights that are dog friendly? Like, dog lovers all go on this one flight? Like Air Bud?
Yeah, come on.
A dog airline.
Airlines.
That's great. I love it. Air Bud.
That could be kind of cool. I'm down for that.
I love it.
Like freaking Dr. Doolittle in the sky.
Dude, yeah, Air Bud.
Until
all those
dogs all start to attack each other and then you come back and there's just bodies.
No, I feel like there's a hole in the market.
You're either on the flight where dogs attack each other or where humans are fucking fighting. They're all chaos in the sky now.
Dude. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe those people just need dogs or cats to sit on their laps and they'll be fine.
Yeah. See, there you go.
I'm living in a nightmare.
Did you guys see the viral video of the guy like teeing off on the baby?
Yes.
Like screaming about this baby.
We've been here for 45. That baby's been crying for 45 minutes.
Oh, like, it's a
baby.
It's a baby, though.
Yeah, they're like, dude, it's a baby.
Dude, you're on a good one if you're I understand being a little perturbed because we've all been on a flight where there's like a baby screaming. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah, it sucks. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. You know?
This sucks. Like,
control your fucking baby.
I've been on a flight to Europe where it's like, oh, shit, this is a 10-hour flight and this baby is sitting right next to me and it's screaming the whole time. It's the worst.
Just screaming in French.
But man, you're on a good one if you just start screaming about a baby.
Also, like, you know,
croissant.
Croissant.
The crew can bring him headphones, right?
Yeah, you would think so. Give him
Le
something.
Le brie fromage.
This fucking asshole.
Well, everybody just has to understand, babies are just going to be babies. Like, you were a baby once. You probably did the same shit. Just, like, let them do their thing, man.
No.
Yeah, it sucks.
Or we have a baby airline.
Right. I like what Blake's doing here. He's making these specific airlines for people that are annoying to go all be together.
Yeah,
that makes sense to me.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I see what you're doing. You're telling people you belong on this airline. See, certain people get to go here and certain people don't. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're not saying that. We're just saying it's more than welcome over here.
I'm saying that.
Okay, canceled.
I'm saying that.
Canceled. Hated it.
Yeah.
No, it's preference. It's not you have to go on this flight. It's just
just like, why didn't that person go on the dog flight?
Yeah, but then, dude, there's going to be weirdos with like kinks. There's going to be a guy who's
thank
just
you,
like,
Adam.
Loves
I was gonna
sniffing
say
babies. Who's like a fucking creep.
He's having a baby.
Fucking Robert De Niro.
Who's just on there sniffing.
Are you coming at my co-star?
Yeah, who's just into sniffing babies. And he's on by himself. And he's just there just like, yes. Oh, the babies are crying. Yes. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you're saying you get on the baby flight with all the moms and then there's this weird bro in the back with no child.
Might not be a bro. Might not be a bro.
Probably is.
It's the, oh, no. Yeah. Bro. Maybe it's like that. No, maybe it's this like weird old lady who's like, I just love children.
Well, I would say a bro doesn't need to. Mm-hmm. I mean, a girl can be a bro.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I consider
you're right.
us, we're all pretty bro. We're bro-y.
Bro-tastic.
You know?
Yeah, for
we're
sure.
We're bro adjacent.
Yeah.
I feel like it could just be like a fucking creep
Wheel.
With pocket protector just saying.
Oh, so a girl can be a bro if a girl acts like a bro, right? That's what you're saying? Like
girl bros?
Yeah, I feel like if you ever liked workaholics.
You're a girl bro?
You might have been a bro.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Okay, so a bro is...
No, you're a braj.
Yeah, it's, you should be a bra.
It's without gender.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Braj is without gender. That's why we created braj. It's all-encompassing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I remember that conversation vividly.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're like...
Adam's sitting right here.
Recount.
Blake was across from me. Uh-huh. Kyle was on the couch. I remember it now.
Donkey! Yes, we were all doodling in our scripts.
Yeah, I remember it.
We're thinking like, of 30 years from now when we're going to sell it for millions.
And Adam looked up from the penis he was drawing and he said, braj. And we said, that's it. We said, that's it. And I said, give me that script real quick. He's like, nah, I'm going to toss that.
Braj? He said,
what'd you
braj
just say?
Shall be
no,
gender.
Before that.
Braj.
He said, let's get Mendocino Farms. Mm. And we're saying, no, before that. Braj.
And so it was.
Yeah. And so it was.
Braj shall be non-binary.
I love you guys so much.
Dude, I was supposed to, next month, I was supposed to do all this press for The Outlaws coming out July 7th on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Supposed to do all this press for it, and now it's all canceled because of this writer's strike. I didn't realize that was all going to be...
What?
Wait,
oh,
why?
Oh, the press run is?
Like talk shows and stuff, because they need writers.
Oh, okay.
I'm pissed now!
But, like, the movie's still coming out.
Yeah, so Pierce was going to do, I think, Kimmel.
Oh.
Nina Dobrev was going to do, I think, like, Seth Meyers' show, whatever that's called. Mm. And then I was going to do The Tonight Show, and we're not going to do any of it now.
Right, that because they're really all on strike. Those are the ones that really...
Yeah, but I guess we're doing...
So you've got time to do Rick Glassman's podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'll do Ricky Glassman's pod.
Perfect.
Okay, there we go.
Dude, I love being on that pod.
Me too.
See you there.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, let's do it.
Perfect.
But I guess we're going to do the Today Show because they don't have writers, which is weird, which I figured that they would have, but I guess they're just in a different union.
It's all freestyle. Someone's writing those questions, but it might not be a guild thing. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. So we're doing the Today Show.
They're going to wing it. They're going to wing it for 4 hours.
The writer, producer, the producer.
So we're going to... Yeah, we're going to talk about our movie early in the morning. That's how people are going to find out about the Outlaws.
Yeah. It's a bagel. Don't, just be careful. Be
Dude,
careful
it
about it's a bagel.
You could go viral off that
I think
shit.
I'm past my it's a bagel point in my life.
It's
like
a bagel.
Now, if I have to get up early and be on TV, I do try to go get some sleep. Cut to me 5 years ago.
Okay, Adam, if the Clippers won the finals that night, you weren't going to party your face off if you had 6 a.m. press the next morning.
And it's real.
For what? For a movie that I'm excited about promoting or just for bullshit?
Blake is still holding on to like his...
No, it's an honest question. Like, just say for this movie. Yeah. But last night the Clippers won.
No, I wouldn't.
Won it all.
No. I wouldn't.
And you were in the building.
I mean, it depends.
I respect that.
If it's Cleveland morning or Cincinnati morning local news.
It's a bagel.
You know
I might not. But if it's a national thing that millions of people are going to see, then I think I would probably try to go to bed at a reasonable
but
time.
But think about how viral Blake's moment went.
True.
It only helped. Dope?
Was that correct?
It was
correct.
Dope.
Right?
Correct.
And I know it was kind of more on character, on brand. I'm not sure about the character in your movie. I don't think he's
a bagel.
He's a Clipper fan specifically.
But no, he's not.
If you had a viral moment with this hangover and so forth.
Mm-hmm. True. I just
worth it or no?
Yeah, I don't think I would do it now. I really don't. I don't think I would do it now. It depends.
Because you've sold out. You're part of the machine.
I'm part of the machine now.
You're part of the system.
I would wish for you to have a night where the wheels could just come off and you know, but that's...
Well, I do, and I would... If I'm really proud of this movie, and I'm really excited to promote it, and I want to... So I don't want people to be like, I don't even know what the fuck he's promoting. This guy's a drunk asshole.
Right. Hoda would throw you in a fucking chokehold.
Now, if it's you're promoting Workaholics, then it would have been on brand for us to show up fucking drunk for these morning shows.
Yeah.
It would have been cool because our fans would have been like, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Adam, do you think that maybe you're picking the wrong movies then, based on that?
Maybe
like your career is entirely going in like the wrong direction.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, you're supposed to just fall into the role and continue. Remember, you're not supposed to branch out of anything, dude.
Yeah, you're supposed to do the same thing over and over.
What the fuck is going on with you? Why are you branching out?
Are you fighting your inner demon?
Yeah, dude. And that's your character in Muppets is the same as Anders Holm.
Yeah.
Anders Holm, Vic.
Yeah, he's just shaves and has stuff in his hair.
Same guy.
Perfect. So completely different.
Okay.
Which, hey, I started watching Muppets. I really like it. It's awesome.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
It's cool. Cool show.
It's good to see the band back together.
They're back, baby.
Dr. Teeth.
Who's your favorite guest star so far?
Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins is in the first episode, and I was like,
oh, wow.
It kind of threw me for a loop because they even like allude to his like wrestling career, which like is a deep, deep cut. But like just the fact
but he
that
he owns a league now, a wrestling league.
Yeah, he has a federation.
I'm sorry.
But so the fact that Billy Corgan did a Disney Plus show, I was kind of like, holy shit, that is rare. Is it anymore? I don't know.
Well, no. He's still just a rat in a cage. Don't get it twisted.
That's what I was thinking the whole time.
Despite the rage.
Well, I think what happened with them is they tried to go on that big arena tour and no one bought tickets. So I think he's like, I need to remind people.
Is that what
that
happened? Really?
Nobody bought Smashing Pumpkins?
That seems crazy to me. I feel like Smashing.
Yeah, they canceled. They canceled. No, not even close.
Fuck it. What?
They had.
Do they not translate to today's ears?
I guess not.
Dude, they're not following
I
the.
I love Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, I like Smashing Pumpkins too.
I feel like they should be translating right now, even to like deep emo polls. Like if you're
I think
going,
they just dipped too hard. They were like so white hot in the 90s, and then they dipped and were gone for 25 years.
Dude, 1979 is the dude, fucking sickest.
I also
track.
Think
they
that
had a track on that show Beef that killed it at the end. The end track on Beef.
Dude, they rock.
Had fun watching that.
I know. I love them too. I was so I think he's probably like, yo, I got to let people know.
Yeah, do some cameos.
Do some cameos. Let people know we're out and loud and proud.
But I also do think that Billy Corgan is like a divisive person. Like some people are kind of like, he's like kind of a little weird. And some people
he talks about how he's seen aliens and stuff.
Yeah,
There's nothing wrong with that.
We all have at some point. It's all good.
Yeah, that's fine. What's wrong with talking about that?
I heard he brings animals on airplanes. It's a divisive.
That's where
I see.
I draw the line right there. This bro's just got parrots on planes. God damn.
So, Todd, you put the Smashing Pumpkins tour just here.
Producer Todd.
Because, I mean, I'm sure they still are on tour. Yes. But
I thought it was a COVID thing that wrecked them. Am I just
I thought
them
that they did. I remember an article reading something about how they were going to do like a big arena,
that's
like big ass
up
tour. And then it is.
Dude, this has pro wrestling in it. This tour right here is it's not huge. It looks like it's maybe a month, less half a month.
There's two. There's one below that as well.
Oh,
below that. Keep scrolling.
Dude, oh,
that
is shit. So no, cool. They got a lot of dates, man.
Use your mouse.
I got it.
They have a ton.
No, they don't. That's not a ton of dates.
And the tour is called The World is a Vampire. That's cool. Are they doing the whole world? No.
No. Yes, they are. Look, Sydney, Newcastle.
But hey, they're going to be in Guilford, New Hampshire.
No, I'm not worldwide. Seeing anything outside Vegas, of the fucking states.
Noblesville, Indiana.
Dude, it's
right there.
One.
Got it. Yeah, the wrestling one.
What? Where is Wollongong?
Oh, yeah. So the 2018 when they... So five reasons the Smashing Pumpkins tour is selling poorly and how they can fix it. And this is Forbes magazine in 2018.
Okay. Rock magazine.
Long time ago.
I guess their ticket prices were way too high. And they were going to do like a huge like arena tour. And it just it wasn't they weren't selling the way that they thought they would.
That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at these places that they're going to, it's not like Chicago, L.A., that kind of stuff. It's like Irvine, Bend, Oregon.
Shout out to Irvine. Shout out to Bend. Both great places. Bend, Oregon.
I'm not
rocks.
Saying these are bad places. I'm saying there's are smaller audiences.
Of course,
you're right.
But both great places to visit.
We should podcast from there.
But that being said, I literally had this conversation with Chloe the other day about how big Smashing Pumpkins was in the 90s, and how I truly thought that they were going to be the biggest band of all time. Like, I was like, they're going to be like our Rolling Stones that are like the biggest band of our generation. And then they it's kind of imploded, but they fucking rock.
Yeah. They do. I mean, but look at Blink. Blink's doing well, aren't they?
Blink is thriving.
Oh, yeah. They're doing a huge tour. And I'm trying to find a way now that we're on strike and I have some downtime. I want to go see them somewhere because, I mean, one, I really want to see Blink and with Tom back together. And
yes. Speaking of aliens.
And our movie, The Outlaws, I'm doing cross promotion with them and their tour. So I'm going to I think I'm going to go and like maybe introduce them, the band, on one of their tour dates.
Oh,
give me a hell yeah!
That'd be great.
That's badass.
That'd be great.
When I was in Chicago doing press for About My Father, now in theaters,
I like this.
I got in an elevator with Travis, and I was like,
"Oh, cool."
There's no way he knows I'm on that shirt that they sell at every concert, right?
I would say he's probably the one member who probably doesn't know.
I don't give a
fuck.
Tom is like a big fan.
Yeah. So cool.
And I know Mark a little bit, and he's super cool too. So
I met Mark a couple times.
Yeah, very cool.
Art shows. Oh.
Hey, art shows.
Guess we're just art gallery type guys out here.
Who dabs Myla? Is that the art show?
Let's go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool. I like them.
Let's go.
Hey, they got a shout out on the pod. Take backs.
So, are there any take backs? Any apologies? Any epic slams?
I got an apology. Yeah, I have an apology. Fire up my apology.
Apologies.
God, I wish I had a joint right now.
I did a apology.
Full body.
Dude, I'm going to go roll a J right after this.
Sick, bro. Is it in my pocket?
Blake needs to roll a J.
Do I have joints in my pocket? Hey,
no, he's talking about that's what we're talking about. Blake masturbating is called rolling. A J
because
he just goes like this.
Little apology right here, baby.
Hey, okay, hey, fired up.
Unbelievable.
I am apologizing.
Make sure you fly to Can with that in your pocket.
Nice.
Oh, it's in my suitcase, baby.
Shagadelic.
It's not going to be in my suitcase. Whoever's watching this, no.
Okay.
I'm sorry for being late. I'm sorry for my internet. I apologize for my internet. I think it made it cool at the beginning or dynamic or something when I came in.
Yeah.
You were 20 minutes late. It's fine.
Yeah.
See apologies. Ya. Apologize. My baby.
And I'm sorry that my power was out and I was 15 minutes late. I wanted to be right on time, but I'm sorry that happened, guys, because I wanted to blast off with you at the exact same damn time, but I was a little late. I was only on 5 minutes before you, Kai guy.
We've all been there.
Wait, so it started with, what are their names? Blake and Anders?
And Anders.
Then you came in?
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
Are you up to speed now?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what's going on? You didn't even smoke that joint in your pocket.
Wow. Hang on. So wait a second. So who was on first? Is this old Marx Brothers routine?
Sorry, I don't do good with calendar math or
that shit's important.
Or people arriving.
Or knowing who my best friends are.
My best friends' names.
Their names.
I don't know my friends' names. Names.
Let me ask one question. I want to ask a question to the people out there who do travel with animals. Are you allowed to put them underneath the plane anymore? Or has like the ASAPA or whatever disallowed that?
FSA? I think you can for a certain amount of time. Okay. But if the flight's like 12 hours, I don't think you can.
That seems cruel. You have to go down and check on them.
So then here's my weekly challenge to everyone who brings animals.
Here we go. Durr's weekly challenge.
Durr's weekly challenge.
Put your dog under the plane.
Yeah!
And let me know how bad it was.
and go down
and,
with them.
And when your dog's down there, throw on the pod, listen to us, take your mind off things. It's not that I don't care about you. It's that I think you can do it.
Okay.
I think you can figure this out.
I love
I think
that.
You don't need your animal.
Wow,
I think you're strong enough. I think you
can
take your mind somewhere that you can't even imagine right now.
See, I don't even think it's Durs. I agree with you because I absolutely don't give a shit. But I think it's not about them not being able to get through it. I think people like are so compassionate about their dogs and love dogs so much that they like dogs more than they like people, specifically their dog. So they are saying like, I don't want my dog to be like traumatized by being in a cage.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Despite all their rage, they are still just a dog on a plane.
Right. Yeah, there we go.
So then I guess I would argue, I would say, get over that shit, Ben.
Yeah. So you don't so you don't care.
I have less sympathy for that, for people being like, I don't want to put my dog down there. It's like, dude, we don't want to ride in an airplane like this, but we do it.
Well, there's chances. There's stories of dogs. They die down there sometimes, man. They don't got enough water and shit.
Yeah, people die too.
Yeah, but they were weak.
People died
those
too.
Those dogs were weak.
What the hell?
This is now we're going into deep Darwinism, baby.
We should let's get the numbers from our producers. I know they have it. How many dogs have died on airplanes like that versus how many people have died on airplanes?
Hold on.
From what? From allergic reactions to dogs?
No. Just period.
Oh.
What is that?
This is Eagles Get Over It, but it probably won't start.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, that right, was another episode.
Blake, do you got any tape-backs apologies, anything?
I want to compliment Andres for being right on time with me, brother. Once again, we're just the freaking glue that's keeping this pod together.
Hey, but by the grace of God go I.
And this was another episode.
It seems like there are a lot of dog deaths.
Oh, we're still going.
Oh, man.
A lot of dog deaths.
250 animal passengers. Okay, and now how
died.
Many people?
One is too many
in
for 10 me.
Years.
Dogs shouldn't be dying in the basement of an airplane.
That's
let
25
them up top.
A year.
Let them on Airbud. I will start that airline for dogs only.
You will? You will, Blake?
Probably not.
I think that's cool.
This
I
is another
think maybe
episode.
These passengers should ride under the in the bottom. Go ride in the bottom with your dog.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Your dog just, so much.
That's a great idea. Yeah,
go ride in
not
the
a big
bottom.
Deal.
Put him in the kennel.
That's the win right there.
It would be kind of fucking cool. And then you're out. You're down with all the dog people who are like, hey.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, that way great. You could just go hang out in the pressurized cabin down below.
I like
you
that.
You get a little seat down there. That's fine. Yeah.
I would like that more.
Are there snacks?
Yeah,
sure.
You can probably pack
food.
Snacks
and
probably
you can
smoke
eat peanuts
joints.
Down there.
You can probably smoke joints down there.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, you can smoke joints down there.
And once again, we solved it.
Okay.
Man, we're good.
And that's situation. Another episode of...
This is... Oh, Kyle, let's get on the
important.
Same mic. Never mind.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. Oh.
Hold on. We're going to do like an Aerosmith thing.
Oh, we got to do it again?
This is important.
Important.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data. Powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from their farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door, the CBD Calm Gummies. They're a game changer when it comes to kicking back and relaxing.
Visit their website, LazarusNaturals.com, today, and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com, code THISIS, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.